Good morning or evening, depending on where you live. Welcome to Coffee and Good Confessions with Jeremiah Smith Ministries, and I'm actually his son, Liam Smith, here today. And I was here to tell you that his wife, Sheila Smith, is going to be taking over for this Coffee and Good Confessions. I'll be here too. So take it away, Sheila.
Thank you, Liam. I'm so excited to get to share Coffee and Confessions with you guys. Hopefully you have your coffee or your tea or your water or whatever you are drinking this morning to get you started on your day. We hope that you guys all have a wonderful day. We're going to start with the scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That is so awesome. We serve such an awesome, mighty, loving God who is taking care of us and providing for us abundantly. Thank God he's with us today and helping us to have a wonderful day. So we're going to go over some good confessions with you. Liam and I are going to read through some confessions. These are listed on jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com, and you'll be able to find all these confessions. You can pull these up and print these out or put these on your phone, screenshot it, have it on your phone so you can read through it. These confessions are amazing so that you can meditate on these scriptures. You can meditate on these confessions throughout your day. If you're sick, if you're lost, if you're alone, if you are going through anything at all, if you're stressed and worried about starting this day today, I'm telling you, all of these confessions are amazing. And these can begin to help you with your thought life, the things that you're focusing on today. These confessions can truly affect your whole day and help impact your whole day and help you with what you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, what you're confessing, and what you're focusing on. So Liam and I are going to go through this list of confessions that Jeremiah has put together. We're going to start with, "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits," Psalm 103:2. "Lord, in obedience to your word, I recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He has forgiven all my sins. He is my healer, and I receive my healing and health today. My life is redeemed from destruction, thank God. I am crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. He executes righteousness and judgment for me against oppression. I am free." Hallelujah. We're free, Liam. "And he makes known his ways to me. I am his child and I follow him. I receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need." And Liam, why don't you read this next prayer right here? Let's start right there, baby.
Alrighty. "Father, according to Ephesians 1:16-23, you have given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. I thank you that the eyes of my wisdom and of my understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. You are revealing to me the exceeding greatness of your power according to the working of your mighty power, which raised Christ from the dead and set him at your right hand."
Thank you, Liam. And according to Ephesians 3:14-20, "Grant me according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with might by your spirit and my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that I might be filled with the fullness of God. I praise you, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me." According to Colossians 1:9-11, "I pray that you'll fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." And Liam, let's go over some of these next confessions. I want you to help me with this, please, okay? These scriptures are amazing. So if you have any fears or any worries today. I know that starting off a day, before you even get out of bed sometimes, you can start to think about what you might be worried about today. Paying bills, going to school, going to work, thinking about your family, thinking about your responsibilities. But please just know this. We know the Bible says that God doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. So you know what that means, Liam? God was up all night, and He's going to be up all day today. God's not worried about your day. God's not afraid for your day. God has good things for you today and every day. Amen? Thank God. Yeah, God's been awake all night. He's taking care of everything for you. God's already working on your behalf to help you to have a wonderful day. So I know these scriptures are phenomenal to help you if you are dealing with any kind of fear or worry or anxiety today. So Liam, why don't you start off with reading right here, and then I'll pick up about here. So why don't you start right here?
Sounds good. Alrighty. I'm the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21 and 1 Corinthians 12:27. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4.
Thank you, Liam. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me. Psalm 23:4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. Isaiah 54:14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree by rivers of water. Psalm 1:3. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will. Galatians 1:4. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Psalm 91:10. And maybe some of these areas, you might read that again. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Psalm 91:10. And if you think about your children, they're going off to school today. You might be worried about their safety. You can say, Lord, I thank you that no plague shall come near my dwelling, or nor my children, or nor my other family members' dwellings, or anyone who I'm around. The next one says, Psalm 91:11. For you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways. So as you think about your children going off to school today, or your spouse going off to work today, or as you're leaving your house today, you can say, thank you, God, that you have given your angels charge over me, and over my son, over my daughter, over my husband, over my family. Thank you, God, that you have given your angels charge over them, and that you're keeping them safe. Thank the Lord. And that can help you to have so much more confidence and know that God is protecting you. God is protecting your family, thank God. And Liam, you're picking up right here?
Sure. Yeah, whoops. Alrighty. Proverbs 12:28 says, and my pathway is life, and there is no death. What he means by that is he's saying that through Christ, there is no death. Like, you will be living for eternity in heaven. I am a door of the word, and am blessed in my deeds. James 1:22 and 25. And then Ephesians 6:16 says, I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me. Wow, that's good. I like that. Yep. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me. Galatians 3:13. I overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony. Revelation 12:11. That's amazing. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name. James 4:7. The word of God is forever settled in heavens. Psalm 119:89. Great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. Isaiah 54:13.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. You think about where your children are today. That's wonderful to confess that great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54:13. And Jeremiah has listed, the next group says, for material needs, confess these each day. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3:13 and Deuteronomy 28. For poverty, he has given me wealth. For sickness, he has given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I am rich because I have the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. Psalm 37:4. I have given, and it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things, and abound to all good works. 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And there is no lack. For my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And today, if the enemy is trying to lie to you, or you're feeling stressed or pressured by your finances or things that you're needing today, you can read over this and remind yourself, there is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. The Bible talks about that all the gold and silver in the earth belongs to God. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. It all belongs to God. You serve an awesome, mighty, loving God who loves you. He's passionate about you. He cares about you. He has a plan for you, and he will provide your needs for you. God knows what you have need of today and every day. So you can say with confidence, there is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen? Right, Liam?
Right.
Okay,
correct.
You can pick it up here for guidance and wisdom.
Sure. For guidance and wisdom, confess these each day. Well, you don't have to, but it's recommended. The Spirit of truth abideth me and teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth. John 16:13. That's great. I really like that, don't you? Awesome. I have an unction for... No, I didn't know if that said function. You just cut it off. I have an unction for the Holy One, and I know all things. 1 John 2:20. God gives me wisdom freely. James 1:5.
I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against. James 1:5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways, I acknowledge him and he directs my path. Proverbs 3:6. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. He will perfect that which concerneth me. Psalm 138:8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16. I follow the good shepherd, the good shepherd. I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice. A stranger I will not follow. John 10:3-4. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by renewing my mind by the word of God, Romans 12:2. And for comfort and strength, the joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. Isn't that good, Liam? The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. You want to read these next few ones here?
Sure. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before mine eyes, for it is life and health. Proverbs 4:21-22.
Now let no corrupt words come out of my mouth, but that which is good to edify. Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. You want to say that, Liam?
I refuse to give place to the devil.
I speak the truth in love and grow up into him in all things. Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life. John 10:28. No matter what you're facing today, no matter what lies they want to throw at you today, or no matter what perspectives you might get from reading the news today, or whatever headlines you saw that you glanced at today before you left your house, or wherever you're at today, please know that no man shall take you out of his hand, for you have eternal life. John 10:28. And I let the peace of God rule in my heart. I refuse to worry about anything. Colossians 3:15. Today you can let the peace of God rule in your heart. And that which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow. And that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth. Matthew 16:19. I am a believer, and these signs do follow me. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil. I lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Mark 16:17-18. I am complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10. I am the healed of the Lord. Here are a few more confessions that Liam and I can leave with you today. These are absolutely amazing. I am the healed of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5. If your body is talking to you today, if you're sore somewhere today, if you've got pain in your body, if you have emotional pain, any pain you have in your body, anything in your body you feel like it's overwhelming you or causing you discomfort, you can tell yourself, I am the healed of the Lord.
You're already
today.
Healed.
Thank the Lord. Amen. And favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, and side to side. Psalm 5:12. Isn't that awesome, Liam? And no weapon that is formed against me shall succeed. Isaiah 54:17. And with your family, you can say, no weapon that is formed against my family today will prosper. No weapon that is formed against me will succeed. Isaiah 54:17. And I agree with what has been prophesied for this year, that it is my year for the bountiful, open hand of God to provide supernatural provision in my life. And Liam, thank you so much for going through these confessions with me.
Thank you.
We hope that these confessions were helpful for you. We appreciate you joining us today to go over these. We encourage you to definitely go to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, .podbean.com and watch for new uploads by Jeremiah Smith and watch for his next podcast. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we encourage you to listen to that. We hope that you have a wonderful day today. We're praying for you. We encourage you to read through these confessions and meditate on God's word today. We know that God has amazing things for you. We hope you have a fantastic day. Yes, and we'll talk to you soon.
If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to JeremiahSmithMinistries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.